Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change, right here on the Trim Radio Network. Before we get going, I've got to read a disclaimer, you know, the legal stuff. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Now that that's out of the way, we can get going here because I've got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. And hopefully, it'll help you with your taxes and saving money. That's the important thing, isn't it? Saving money right now because things are getting expensive. I don't know about you, but I am noticing a lot more money going out than coming in. Well, let's get on with it. We've got shout outs to do. And, you know, the shout outs that we always have to do, of course, the Trim Radio Network. We always have to say hi to everybody at the Trim Radio Network because they carry the show. Yeah, they do. And so we're going to go ahead and do that. And you can check us out on the Trim Radio Network. Just go to our page, trimradio.com, and you're going to see all the different shows that we have there. And you can click on the different tabs for the network to listen now or to the archives, to partner with us, to even do your own show. Support the station by buying their merchandise, and we'll go through the shows right now. We've got Adventure Waits Around the Bend, that's on Spotify. Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck, that's on YouTube and Spotify. Life Walk with Christ God, that's with Michael Bejas, and guess what? That's on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. We have Money and Change every Sunday night, live, until the concert season hits. And then I've got about six concerts I have to play, and those are always going to be on Sundays. I can't get out of it. So you'll have some, well, encore editions, you know, reruns, but you'll have the encore editions. And check out our Facebook page because a lot of updates will be posted there too. But check us out every Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on the Trim Radio Network. And check out our Facebook page too. But we're going to get to the Facebook page. We've got Offsides with College Football Top 25. We've got My World every Wednesday live. And we're on Rumble, Spotify, and YouTube. Check us out. We can kick back on Wednesdays. We can talk just about anything we want to talk about. Well, almost anything. As long as it's clean. Oh, we've got the Positude Podcast. We've got Rumble, Spotify, and YouTube. We've got Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. You can give me the red pill or the blue pill. But Rascala, I want the green pill. You got to give me the green pill. Check him out. He has good shows. He was on the other night, and I think he was on for 3 hours. That was a long stretch. And interesting show. It really was. Also, check out the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. If you have a business or a club or something, you want to learn about marketing, check her out on Rumble, YouTube, and Spotify. Now, if you want to go ahead and support the network, guess what you do? You can contribute or you can shop the merchandise. And if you want to contribute, hey, there it is. Listener support allows us to keep growing the station, and thank you for your support. You get a one-time, a monthly, or a yearly, and all you have to do is just follow the directions. Donate with PayPal or donate with a debit or a credit card. You can do that, and that's easy to do. Also, if you take a look at everything, if it gets back to that page, there we go. You can shop the merchandise and click on the Shop Now button. We've got the We Cut the Bull Trim Radio Network custom pin. We've got the Women's Ideal Racerback Tank. We've got the Life Walk with Christ God Ceramic Ornament. Here's an advertising 30-second spot. Click on that. You can advertise with us. the Trim Radio On Air Unisex Ultra Cotton T-shirt. And we've got the airtime fees. Check on that. And we've got the cuttable rectangular photo key ring. Hey, $9.95, that's not bad. Red Pill Reality Show New Blend Hooded Sweatshirts. We've got the Radio Bull Unisex Jersey Long Sleeve Tee. And we've got mouse pads. We've got a lot of stuff there. Just check it out. And all the money that goes to it helps support the station because we don't get paid. We do this for fun. And all you have to do is just check it out and buy something. It helps support the station with airtime. And airtime is not cheap. Now, if you want to get a hold of us, all you have to do is click up here where the little blue button is. And it says, hi there, thanks for visiting Trim Radio Network. How can I help you today? Click on that, and this pops up. And it says, we are here to help with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with the show hosts, and anything else we can do to help. Put your name down, your phone number, don't forget the area code, and you want to make sure that you have your message there and leave your email address. Then all you have to do is click send the message and somebody will get back with you very quickly. So you want to check that out. And you know something? If I can do shows weekly on this station, you can too. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is have good subject matter, bring on some guests from time to time, or do a monologue like what I'm basically doing, and make sure that you set your time up during the week, and we will get you programmed and on the air. But support the station, okay? The mouth is not working today. It is Sunday, and I'll tell you what, the mouth is not working. Click on our Facebook page for Money and Change, /financiallyprepped. We do a lot of updates there, and this was posted today. And I have a little hint for you. If you go down to the comments section and you click on that and you thumb down, you will see some of the things that we're going to talk about. For example, 5 easy ways to boost your savings this spring, 19 reasons why the Fed is at the heart of our economic problem, you know, max volume if threat detected. And something new that Tesla added, worry about certainty than uncertainty. We know what's coming. We just don't know the rest of it. But check it out, okay? All you have to do is just go to the webpage or Facebook page and the Facebook.com groups, Money and Change. It's updated many times during the week. Also, here's Prepper Princess, and she's going to tell you about doing laundry. Yeah, you're doing it wrong. And she uses the Great Value detergent from Walmart, better known as Wally World. And she's talking about the amounts that you have to use. And you know, I've known people that take capfuls and dump it in, and the clothes still don't get clean because they put too much detergent in. And when you find out the amount of detergent that you have to use, wow, you're going to save money. I mean, you are really going to save money. Also, guess what? Not where you expect. We're kept poor on purpose, according to Prepper Princess. And that's a new one there. And I'll tell you what, that's an important one. You have to listen to that because she talks about taxes. And I've got something, I can bring something up now. And she's basically going to be talking about these, the list of taxes the average American pays and the federal income tax. You look at all those taxes, you're going to be paying taxes for a lot of different things. And you're going to be doing property tax, sales tax, state income tax, marriage license, local school tax, and the rest. You know, gift taxes. Unemployment taxes, 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 taxes. I think we ought to change that, don't you? Well, anyhow, that's what we need to look at there. And Prepper Princess talks about this. That's Amber Stork. She's got a really good book that she wrote, and it's available for sale. And check it out, okay? Wow, what else? Oh, Russian supermarket Globus is owned by a German company. And you can see the type of foods that they have at Globus. You know, here in the United States, we have Aldi's. And we have Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, believe it or not, is Aldi's. And Globus is a big one over in Europe. And they're all over. So you can take a look at see some of the things that they have there at Globus. And we have all different types of things. Oh, this looks familiar. The Money and Change show is on Rumble. So after this show is done tonight, what I'm going to do is go to Rumble. I'm going to download the link and put it on our page. That way, if you can't get it on YouTube, you can get it off of Rumble right here on our Facebook page. Very easy to do. So you want to check that out. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, a big shout out to the University of Findlay, and located in Findlay, Ohio. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. It really is. They have bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees there. And very good professors, good facilities. And they have three campuses in Findlay. One is the Hazardous Materials Campus, which is one of a few in the United States. They also have the Equestrian Campus, where they basically do equestrian studies, animal husbandry, and things like pre-veterinarian science. Also, they have the main campus. That's where all the big action happens. And you're seeing a picture of Old Main. I spent many years in that building. And I'll tell you what, it's a good school. Great campus. And I'll tell you what, in the spring and summer and fall, it's a beautiful campus. It really is. And the flowers and the plants and everything, it's really nice. So you want to check it out. And they have a lot of their classrooms are there, plus the dormitories and some of the apartments and so forth are there. But, you know, all you have to do is go to their page, request the info, visit the campus, and you can apply there. Also, you know, the University of Findlay is one of Ohio's 10 most affordable colleges, according to Money Magazine. Yeah, 19 consecutive years as best colleges in the U.S., according to U.S. News and World Report. And then the best colleges in America in 2024. That's Money Magazine. Check them out. Really, check them out. You can go ahead and click on any of their sites here about the About section, the admissions aid, online classes. They do have some online classes. Academics, campus life, athletics. Oh, and athletics this year, they've done really well. The basketball team made the playoffs, lost the first game, though, and that was tough. The girls, same way. And then we also ended up with track and field sent 17 to the Nationals, and the University of Findlay missed being national champions in one of the events by 0.06 of a second. So they took second place, which is good. They're an NCAA Division II school. And so you can take a look at it. I'm just clicking on this page so you can look at it. But I'll tell you what, they've got baseball. They've got tennis, men's golf, ladies golf. Hey, ladies golf, they're probably number four in the country. So you want to check them out. I'll tell you what, they have a lot of good things going on there at the University of Findlay. And if you want to get some of their goodies, you can go to the team shop. Oh, there's save money, Spirit, FS, and a number. And you can get all kinds of stuff at that store, sweatshirts, hats, everything. And it's kind of neat. Wow, what else is going on? What else can I show you? Campus life. We haven't talked about campus life. And I'll tell you what. It's a great place. It really is. And they have all kinds of clubs and organizations. If you're a freshman, you can bring your car to campus. And they've got 24 intramural sports, 24/7 tech support, for, you know, your computers. They've got free laundry service, free tickets to sporting events and movies, 100 clubs and organizations, student rec center where you can climb the wall, or racquetball, or a cardio center. They've got all kinds of stuff there. They really do. So, you know, you can check those out. But if you take a look at Residence Life, for example, the Residence Life there, they're nice dorms. They really are. And they have different buildings. Now, when I was there, I was in Foxhall. And Foxhall, they've changed the rooms a little bit. But they basically look like this. And you can rearrange things in the room. But that's basically what the room looks like. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice place. And the campus students are great. They help you move in, everything else, okay? So they have those. They have apartments. And the apartment style housing, if you take a look at that, if you go to, let's see here, Derrick Square, I've never been there. Maybe they renamed it. There's one of the apartments, and there's movies on there, all kinds of stuff. And you check them out, the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. It's a good place. Oiler Point, gee, I don't know about this. That's fairly new. And they have a video on that. So, yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. Not that I'm going to go back to school there, because I've done in my time in school. I really have. But check them out, the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Hey, the next thing, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Take a look at the different pens that he does. I mean, he's really done some really good things. There you go. There's that special bolt action pen. He's got that one. He does a lot of different custom pens for people. You give him the idea and the design, he will go ahead and make those pens up, and he does a really, really good job. They're based all on the Cross Pen platform. These are the blanks that he custom makes for everybody that wants the center section of the pen just made. And these are the blanks in the, I guess it's Lucite. It's a clear plastic that he has for that stuff. But you can take a look at the different pens that he has. Check them out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. If your college, university, sorority, fraternity, high school, business, if you need a custom pen made, you want to check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. You really do, because he has some good ones, and you can see all the different stuff that he does. A lot of different things. And he's really great. You want to get a hold of Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. The guy is an artiste. He's fantastic, so you want to check him out. Wow, what else is going on? We've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista, and they're out in Wisconsin, and it's mud season. Spring is mud season out there. Deep South Homestead with Danny Wanda King. Well, now it's Deep South Homestead and Pecan Grove, or Deep South Homestead at Pecan Grove. They talk a lot about raising crops, preventing bug disease, all kinds of stuff, but they also talk about the economy and what's going on. He talks about the economy on Porch Time. Porch Time is done every Sunday, and it airs on Tuesday. And that's Danny King. They're down in Wiggins, Mississippi. So you want to check them out. Also, we've got Southern Prepper 1, Dave Kobler. He was talking about the smoke up in the mountains due to the fires. And he can see them off in the distance. He used to be able to see mountains, but he can't now because of the smoke from the fires. So he's really concerned, and he was telling about what he was doing to pre-stage water supply for his area, not only his house and outbuildings, but also his property. And I've seen pictures of the property. It's beautiful. It really is. And he's concerned about it because of the fires. And they haven't been able to control the fires as of yet. Hopefully they get plenty of rain and that takes care of it. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. Good guy. I've known him for over 15 years. Patriot Nurse. Rachel. Fantastic. She is fantastic. Matter of fact, we'll get rid of Rusty here. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And I think I've got a video. I'll show you what she looks like. If I can find it. There we go. That's Rachel. She's been a nurse for many, many, many years. She is really well versed in all forms of nursing. And also, she talks about herbal remedies and so forth. She's excellent, fantastic person. And she has classes. If you want to take the classes, that's fine and dandy. You can do that. Okay. All right. Heads up. We've also got, of course, Prepper Princess with Amber Storr. You've seen that. We've got LDS Prepper with Dave Gilmore with over 700 videos now. And Dave got me involved in GMRS radios. And you've heard me talk about them on all my shows. These are really good radios. And they're not bubble wraps from, Wally World, okay, or Costco. And these are a little bit more expensive, but I'll tell you what, with this Ocean 935G Plus and this Nagoya 771G antenna, guess what? I can talk to a repeater 35 miles away, and then I can talk out 90 miles beyond that. And you hear a lot of different people, different times during the day. But with this, I can connect to at least five different repeaters in my area and talk to different people. And in an emergency, they come in handy. When everything else doesn't work, your GMRS radios will work. And I'll tell you what, your family members for $35, one license covers all your family members, immediate family members with this radio. Comes in handy for communication. Okay. Some people were talking about rapid radios. And they look like a small handheld walkie-talkie, and they can go across the United States. But all those walkie-talkies are linked together. So if you buy four, you can talk to those four, not the others, just four. If you buy six, eight, 10 for your business or maybe your family, you could do that. And you could talk nationwide as long as the 4G system is working. If it isn't, you're going to have to use a GMRS radio or a ham radio. Okay. Wow. What else do we have on the plate? Oh, the Max. Yeah, that's the ticket. We have to talk about the Max. And I've got to get up there. I just can't switch back on things because I've got everything all listed. Here's a new one that we put up there. Made in America. Check that out. They talk about debt and debt bombs. Okay. How to handle emergency expenses. Our last chance. This is Colby Mack. Check out his show on YouTube. I post them here. So if you just come to our page on Facebook, you can see those Colby Mack videos. Very good guy. He's in Eastern Mississippi. And I'll tell you what, he's a farmer, businessman, whatever. But he's very good when he talks about the economy. Okay? So check him out. Visit our page frequently because it's updated frequently. Okay? Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, we've got some stuff going on. Nestle recalls frozen meats, citing presence of wood-like material. Oh, my goodness. Lean Cuisine. Ooh, balance bowl. Let's see here. This is from Naveen Anthropoli from the Epoch Times. Virginia-based Nestle USA is recalling multiple frozen food items over concern about foreign material contamination after a potential choking incident. That's serious. Have you ever choked? it's not a good thing, especially if you can't get the stuff out of your throat. It can be downright deadly. But they're talking about different things. And they're saying the company said it's investigating a source of a wood-like material that contaminated the products and has taken steps to address the issue. Nestle is working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA on the recall. And they're saying they're confident that it's an isolated issue. But still, guess what? It can be scary. So you want to check out your Nestle products. And then if you have a problem, you call 1-800-681-1676, Monday through Friday, because nobody's working on the weekends. You want to check them out. And, you know, if you notice that you're choking, the biggest thing is always put your hands up to your throat like this. If you're in a restaurant and people know that you're choking and they will help you, whether they do the Heimlich maneuver or another maneuver to help you get the food out to stop the choking. If it gets to the point where you're home, dial 911. And if you're talking into the phone, they're going to know your location. And if you can't talk, but you're making all these weird sounds, they're going to call the ambulance right away. Okay. We don't want anybody choking. So you want to take care of that. Okay. Next one we've got. Max volume if threat detected. Tesla adds new Sentry mode security features to deter unhinged leftist attacks. You know, recently people really got ticked off at Elon Musk. And they started attacking his dealerships. They started attacking the Tesla cars. But the one thing that they forgot, the Tesla cars have cameras in different places outside, in the front, in the back, on the sides, inside. And when somebody is messing with the car, the cameras pick it up and record everything. I've seen a couple of videos where people have tried to key the car along the side, and gee whiz, their faces were there. So they're probably going to be doing some serious time in the jail with Sweet Louie as a roommate. I don't know. But anyhow, that is something that you don't go out and vandalize vehicles. So this is going on. People have been setting fire to things. A Tesla dealership, somebody firebombed several cars. I don't know. These cars are probably $90,000 to $100,000 a piece. And I've seen the cyber trucks when I was down at Athens, Ohio at homecoming. I'm not kidding. I walked up to this weird thing and it was just sitting there. I kept looking at it. And my friend said, "What is that?" I said, "Well, that's a Tesla. And I think that's a cyber truck. It's all electric." And all of a sudden, it just pulled out and went down the street quiet. I mean, very, very quiet. You don't hear them. You're lucky if you hear the tires on the bricks that are on the streets there in Athens, Ohio. They're real quiet. And you couldn't see inside because of the way that the windows are in the car. And so anyhow, they started having problems with people vandalizing not only the dealerships. Up in Canada, I saw somebody spray paint the front of a dealership. I mean, they let it go in red. Now, in Canada, I think vandalism up there, if they catch you, it's a nasty time in jail. Okay, they're not going to slap your hands when they catch you. Canadians don't mess around with the police department. Also, they decided to add a new security thing. And so this was on Zero Hedge. And it was posted by Tyler Durden, who's basically a writer. I'll put it that way. One of the many writers that they have there. But they said, Tesla-focused blog, not a Tesla app, reported that following last week's quarter one 2025 all-hands meeting, Tesla quietly updated the Cybertruck's webpage to include a new Sentry Mode feature that plays loud music as a deterrent against unhinged individuals, particularly liberals, and makes a lot of noise. Besides that, it's taking a picture of everything that you do. Yeah, and it sends it to the owner. It's interesting. So if you think like you're going to vandalize a Tesla vehicle, you're on camera. So, you know, they're going to get you. And when they do, from what I've heard, the fines or the jail time is going to be extensive because they're going to call that domestic terrorism. And so you could get between 5 and 20 years in some prison that you don't want to go to. So let's make sure that if you have a Tesla, make sure you keep an eye on it. Make sure you keep it locked up. Make sure that you're on your toes when that, you know, put your head on a swivel, as they say. Keep your eyes and ears working and keep looking around. Wow, that's the one. The next one we've got. Oh, yeah, the debt clock. You know, we talk about this just about every show, the usdebtclock.org. You can get it online. Just remember, it's not .com, it's .org. And if you take a look at everything, the U.S. national debt right now is $36,633,993,000,000. Now it's $994 million and climbing. The debt per citizen is $143. That's $107,143. That's per citizen. The debt per taxpayer is $323,048. I don't know about you, but I don't have that money. A lot of people don't. And you take a look at the Doge clock. Wow, they're saying right here with the Doge clock, and it's supposed to be very accurate. It's 234,991,000,000,000. No, it's 234,992,000,000. $300,000 and climbing very quickly. The savings per taxpayer is now $2,092. They're finding all kinds of stuff in the government that's all messed up. They're finding things that I heard today in the Treasury where certain things were supposed to be corrected, and it was 30 years ago. And then they recently said, oh, no, we'll get it done in 5, and they're not done. It may take another 5 years to complete it. And they've hired a guy to come in and take a look at this to make recommendations as to how they can make things work. It seems like they just give out contracts, and the contractors go ahead and spend the time and the money, and things don't get done. So my question is, would you hire those contractors again? If they can't get the job done, don't use them. That's the way I look at it. But you can check out a lot of different things on the us.clock.org. Now, this is Doge's page, and I've already been updated. But right now, they're saying $115 billion tax dollars saved. And they have 468 days until they're done with their audits. So what do the audits entail? It's a bunch of computer geeks, experts, going in and checking the financial records. And from what I've heard, they're not looking at your social security number or your address where you live. They're looking at the overall numbers, and they're trying to find out what's being done. And when the government issues a contract and the contract hasn't done anything, no action's been taken on it, then what do they do with that money that's out there allocated for it? And they're saying, let's take that money and cancel the contract because it hasn't been used, and then put it back into the Treasury. It's a good idea. A lot of businesses do that type of thing. The contract hasn't been enacted and begun, they cancel it. And you can check out their page, okay? a lot of different things there, but you can take a look here. Subscription services. That was Tuesday the 18th, and the ceiling on that was $47,940,000. Well, they're going to cancel those. Political subscription, $10,310,000, and the ceiling on that was $299,700. And all these different things that they're finding, and you can take a look at it at doge-tracker.com. You just look at everything. My God. You know, they're talking about everything. Now they're looking at the Pentagon. They're looking at the Treasury. They're looking at the IRS. This needed to be done years ago, but nobody had the guts and the kahunas to do it. And what does that do? That's the reason why our national debt is so high. Nothing is run efficiently in the federal government. In state government, you have that same problem to some extent. Now, where are we on precious metals? Somebody said today that, gold is way up there. Well, I checked it out. Yeah, a gold dropped $20.40 today, according to APMEX, and that's current. Gold is now at $3,041. Silver's at $33.28. It's down 56 cents. People ask me about this, and I say, look, like I've always said on all my shows, pay down your debt. Put some money aside, buy some long-term food, be able to purify and store water, at least 3 gallons per person per day. I know they used to say 1 gallon per person per day. Don't. It's 3 gallons per person per day. You got to do that. Make sure you have the clothing for the season. Make sure you have those blue tarps in case you get problems with your roof or you need to make an emergency tent or cover something up. Do that. Make sure you have your vitamins. Make sure that you have canned food, freeze-dried food. Make sure you have batteries. Make sure you have flashlights. Make sure you have batteries for the flashlights. Make sure you have radios, whether it's the crank-up radios or the solar radios with the cranks or battery-operated radios. You want to make sure that you have those. If you don't have them and you're in an emergency, you are in trouble. Don't depend on the federal government because it's been proven that they're not there to help. They weren't there to help in South Carolina. They weren't there to help in Tennessee until the current president said, get your act in gear and get going. And then FEMA got involved. Oh, yeah. The current POTUS is kicking butt, as they say, here in Ohio. And that's a good thing. But after you've paid down your debt, put money aside, buy long-term foods, you know, the right clothing, the blue tarps, make sure you've got a good medical kit and not just one of those cheap little Band-Aid things you get at Wally World. You're going to have to find a good first aid kit, a very good one. I have several. Just remember, one is none and two is one. Somebody in the military told me that. If you have one and it is broken or doesn't work, you have none. So if you have two and one is broken, at least you have one. Okay? One is none, two is one. Just remember that one. After you've done that and you want to invest in precious metals because it's a hedge against calamity, go ahead and do it. You won't have enough money to go into gold. A lot of people don't, but you can go into silver. You know, years ago, I bought silver at $15 an ounce. Look at it now, $33.28 an ounce. Do I have a lot? No, but at least it's a hedge on calamity. And that's what a lot of guys do. Warren Buffett, what did he do? He bought a lot of gold. He sold off a lot of his businesses and put the money into gold. And that's a wise move. You follow that guy and you understand that if we're going to get in tough times, he converts his stock into gold, precious metals. And if you can afford it, do it. If you can't afford it, then stock up on plenty of food and water. Make sure you're ready. Wow. So much for APMEX. And I'm not saying buy everything from them. No, there's silver.com and a whole bunch of others. Just make sure they are legitimate. If they're not legitimate and you get burned, that's your problem. You do your own research. Make up your own mind. Okay. Wow, we've got one here, 19 reasons, and we'll only go through some of them, but you can see them also on the Facebook page, 19 reasons why the Fed is at the heart of the economic problems. Yeah, that's right. According to Mike Snyder with the Economic Collapse blog, and he says, most Americans have absolutely no idea where we got into the mess that we are today. And the reason why the U.S. government is $36 trillion in debt and our society as a whole is $102 trillion in debt is because the system is performing exactly as it was designed. We have a system that was literally designed to create colossal amounts of debt. Check out that Prepper Princess video because she talks about that. But if you ask most Americans about this, they can't tell you what the Federal Reserve is or why it is the heart of our problem. But the truth is that the institution with the most power over our economic system is the Federal Reserve. Some people are saying, let's do away with the Federal Reserve and put everything into the U.S. Treasury and control it from there, because the Federal Reserve is basically a private bank. It's not federal. That's just the name that they gave it. And they have their rules. If you want to borrow money, then you're going to pay interest on everything. And that's okay. But if you take a look at your credit card interest, what do you have now? 19%? 21%? What does that tell you when your interest is high? Pay the bill as soon as you get the invoice or the statement. Don't pay the interest. When I have to go and get something, whether it's Wally World or anyplace else, and I put it on a charge, it's a big ticket item, and when I get the bill, I pay it off. I have not paid interest this year except once. And that's where I had a large purchase and I had to split it into two payments. Do not go into debt. And I see a lot of people go to Wally World and they buy all the groceries, they give them the card, and they're just paying on the interest because that's all they can afford. Live beneath your means. If you have to eat beans, then you eat beans. You don't have steak every time. You have to learn to live within your means. And if it means not going out to eat a couple days a week, then so be it. But remember, the Federal Reserve operates in great secrecy and it acts as if it's not accountable to the American people. And yet the decisions that the Federal Reserve makes have a dramatic impact on the lives of everybody because it's the interest and it's the debt system. Number one, the Federal Reserve is the central pillar of our debt-based financial system. Not savings-based, but debt-based. You know, you get your credit report. How's your credit report? I've seen lows of 395 and the max of 850. Now, I'm not going to say that I have 850, but I'm pretty well up there with my credit. You should be too. That means pay all your bills on time. Number two, the Federal Reserve and the bankers have a monopoly on the creation of debt-based money. All they do is print more money. Now, if we did it, we'd all go to jail. But if they do it, hey, they can get away with it. So he's even saying that, Mike Snyder's saying that even the U.S. government is not permitted to create money. Well, the Treasury could do it. But They have the Federal Reserve doing that. You have a Federal Reserve note. If you take a look at your dollar, it says Federal Reserve note. Now, if they come out with new bills that are gold-based, they could say something different. They could say U.S. currency at the top of the bill. So if new money comes out, take a look at the top of the bill. It will tell you whether or not it's Federal Reserve or it's from the U.S. Treasury. So you want to take a look at that. The power of money creation and debt creation is in the hands of private banks, not the government. Remember, Federal Reserve is just a name for private banks. The Federal Reserve itself is not a profit-making institution. Rather, it's a tool that enables others to make obscene amounts of money. Maybe the boards of directors and investors. The banks have to make a little bit of money, let's face it, because they got to pay their employees. They don't work for free. Number five, the Federal Reserve is a perpetual debt machine. They like to create debt. Why? Because you pay the interest on the debt. Yeah. Number six, the Federal Reserve System is designed to cause inflation, and it has. What are we now? We're something like, I don't know. Last count was like maybe 12% inflation. Maybe it's even higher. Maybe it's going to go higher. Hopefully, Doge can help out in identifying places that will cause the debt to go down eventually, not overnight. It's not going to happen. It might take us a couple years. Number seven, the Federal Reserve has decided to play bizarre games with our money supply. Oh yeah, monetizing debt, Ponzi schemes, and the like. The last one we're going to do, which is basically half of the bunch, the Federal Reserve is undemocratic. And what makes this central economic planning that the Federal Reserve does different from the central economic planning that Communist China does? Well, sadly, their reality isn't much of a difference. Only in our case, the central planners do not have to answer to anybody. They can basically do as they please. Well, anyhow, you can read the rest of this at our Facebook page, because that's one of the things that I put down for today's show. Wow, what's going on? Food and inflation. Let's listen to this one.
Food is beginning to increase at a slower rate. It's up 0.2% month over month in February compared to the 0.4% rise in the month prior. But the escalating global trade war could have a negative effect and send prices higher once again. That's what we're tracking up against here. And joining me now, we've got Ricky Volpe, who is the former USDA economist and Cal Poly professor of agribusiness. Good to have you back on the program. Always value your insights. How are you viewing the potential impacts of tariffs on food prices?
Well, yeah, thank you for having me. Been getting a lot of questions about tariffs recently. And the, you know, what makes this challenging is that the situation is so fluid. As I'm sure most of your listeners know, the tariffs are announced and the tariffs are sort of partially. Almost always increase prices. So it is something that I'm concerned about, since we just wrapped up, you know, 2024 was a year of below average food price inflation. There was a little bit of relief for customers. Despite all the headlines about eggs and a little bit about beef and sugar and a few other commodities, most food prices right now are still trending in that direction towards, you know, lower than average food price inflation and increased affordability. Tariffs have the potential to change that, but the extent to which tariffs could affect food prices, of course, depends on the countries they're being slapped on, the perishability of the products we're talking about, you know, the importance of imports to how much of it we consume or we eat in the U.S. And then another factor that I heard you talk about with a previous guest are the recently announced tariffs on, you know, steel and aluminum, these sort of fundamental industrial building blocks. they don't often get talked about with respect to food, but there's absolutely no question those are going to drive up packaging and storage and transportation costs for food. They have the potential to drive those costs up in a big way.
Yeah, and this has a lot of the food and beverage industry executives trying to make their case for certain exemptions so that they don't get it and have to then pass that price on to the consumer. But I guess from your early evaluation and predictive analysis, based on what we've seen in the past, are there parts of the basket and which parts of the shopping cart are most prone, based on the countries that we're having the negotiations with, most prone to potentially seeing higher prices in this near term?
I think let's assume that the tariffs that President Trump has announced or threatened with Canada and Mexico, if we assume that they go fully into effect at the rates they've been announced, then I would expect to see the quickest and largest impacts with respect to fruits, vegetables, beef, and liquor. Those are the areas where we can expect to see those impacts, because we're talking about commodities when we talk about beef, tomatoes, avocados, and then of course when we talk about tequila and certain beers and bottled liquors. Some of these products, our trade relationships with Canada and Mexico account for nearly all of our domestic consumption. So it's not like we have other trade partners that we can pivot to if these tariffs go into effect. There's really no choice but for these food companies, these importers and manufacturers and so on, to sort of pass those on to consumers because they're already operating on thin margins.
Yeah. So one of my suggestions, start your own garden. As soon as the weather is good enough for planting in your area, yeah, start planting things. You know, sweet potatoes, you can grow those. You can grow potatoes in buckets, for that matter. You can grow tomatoes, cucumbers, all kinds of stuff. If you like cilantro, grow that because it makes good salsa. Well, what else is going on here? We've got greater financial peace of mind amid the current uncertainty and chaos. Consider doing the following four things. And I believe I have this on the website, so you want to check it out, because we're running out of time. But here, we've got something about money and trying to save money. You know, they have advertisements and stuff here. I try to avoid that as much as I can. But your money-saving checklist for spring 2025. There are five easy ways to boost your savings this spring. And so it's easy to do. Just skip by the advertisements. The first thing is revisit your budget. And if it's been a while since you've reviewed your monthly budget, there's no time like the present to take a close look at where you're going. If you don't have a budget in place, reviewing your credit card and bank statements can give you a clearer picture of your monthly income and expenses. So you want to consider the non-essential categories that you're spending money on each month, like discretionary spending. You know, you have to buy your utilities, you've got to pay what taxes you have to pay. You have to pay for, gasoline to get to and from work. You've got other things that you have to buy, and then you've got discretionary spending, which means, oh, I want to go to Netflix and get some more movies. Cut that out. Oh, well, let's go out and eat tonight. Limit it to a couple times a week. Oh, I know. We can go and go spending at Wally World, and we can go and get a lot of different things. All those snacks. Oh, and all the popcorn and snacks and candy and all the goodies. Revise your budget, okay? Live frugally. Follow what Amber Stork says, Prepper Princess. She'll tell you how to do it, okay? Second thing, adjust your savings account contributions. How much do you put in your savings account each month? While taking a hands-off approach to saving by automating your contributions can be convenient, remember to check it in every once in a while to make sure that your savings goals are still on track. Some people say, well, I save 20% of my check. I get paid every 2 weeks, and so I put 20% of that in savings automatically. Amber Stork will tell you a different way to do it. And she knows she's a self-made millionaire. Number three, negotiate with service providers. Many of your regular bills can be negotiated, especially if you're a loyal customer. Make a list of your recurring bills and give your service provider a call to see if there are any discounts you qualify for. So after receiving my Spectrum bill and noticed that it jumped up quite a bit, I'm going to be calling them and see if they have any deals, because if they don't have, I'm going to change providers. Because I'm not going to pay $300 a month for cable, internet, and phone. So Spectrum, be forewarned. I'm going to be calling tomorrow. Also, number four, put your tax refund to good use. You know what? If and when you get a tax refund, then you want to go ahead and put that into a CD, certificate of deposit, and you can get 4% on that CD during the year. Generally, I can get 5% on my CDs, and that's a good deal. I shop around different banks to do that with. Also, reduce your energy consumption. You know, now that the hardship of winter's over with and everything's warming up, guess what? Don't be tempted to crank up the AC. Let the spring air go through your house. Open your windows up a little bit on warm days. Don't use the AC as much as you do. Change everything to LED bulbs. There's a lot more that you can do. And I believe this source is also what I posted. You can also click read more and they'll give you more suggestions. Wow, guys. Holy cow. We went through a lot of stuff tonight. I can't believe it. And there's so much more to do. And we'll cover it again next Sunday at 7 p.m. on the Trim Radio Network. Check us out. Check out our Facebook page. Dang, gone it. Our Facebook page is something else. You need to check that out. And buy our merchandise, because it really helps keep us on the air. It really does. Whoa. Guys, with all of that being said, it is time to get out of here. So you have a good week. Join us on Wednesday, 8 p.m. for my world. Live, laugh, and whatever. We'll have some more fun. But I'll tell you what, definitely check back with us next Sunday, because we're going to have a lot more information. Hopefully we can save you some money. Hope you're working on your taxes. See ya. Have a good week.